IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Brother Habib. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, welcome to your show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Brother Habib, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about Quran burning and Quran desecration. Especially it happened in Sweden and Denmark under police protection. This is the funny part, you know, that the so-called Iraqi guy, he burns the Quran and the police over there protects him. And the people who want to criticize this guy, you know, are banned. And who is fanning the flames of Quran burning all across Europe? Brother Habib, let's start with you, brother. Is this really a kind of freedom of thought and speech, you know, to burn the Quran and the police protects you?
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I really don't know what their principles are, what their laws are, the regulations are. They claim that the freedom of speech, you could do this, you could do that. Then when it comes to application, you see the contradictory happening and appearing. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not really important to me. Well, what really is important is about the story precisely about Mumika, I think his name was, something like that. Something like that. Okay. Anyways, he's a Christian.
Yes. Christian?
He was a Christian. He also fought in Al-Hajj al-Sha'bi. Mm-hmm. He fought against ISIS. Mm-hmm. Then he left Iraq as a refugee to live in Europe. Mm-hmm. And you know, people who know him close, from up close, are stating that the main reason or the main
you
drive...
You mean the Iraqi guy?
Yeah. The main drive behind his, actions is actually to gain a residential permit to live in. Mm-hmm. In what country was it? In Sweden, right?
Sweden.
That was the reason behind it.
Yes.
And that's really just a shame that a way to gain a residential permit in a country that's not yours is by burning an Islamic book or something sacred. That really is a shame. That's really low. That's really downgraded.
Salvan Mumika. That's right. Okay.
And so at the end of the day, you know, it's not the first time that anyone has bashed Islam or criticized Islam. Yes. It's not going to be the last time. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that there is this aggregation or, you know, aggressive attack on Islam.
Yes, everywhere in the world, but with different scenarios.
Why? I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's something that really just shocks you. We don't see it to the Jewish Orthodox. Yes. We don't see it towards the Christian Orthodox.
Yes.
You know, those who are really tightly, you know, believing in the religion. I mean, if the Christians, those open-minded Christians, were to read some verses or whatever they call them in their books, mm-hmm, about how, for example, women should be.
Okay.
That, you know, that women cannot exit their house.
Yes.
Without the permission of their husbands. Mm-hmm. That women should be caged. Women should be this and that. Mm-hmm. We don't see them, criticizing this school of thought. Why? Why only Islam? Mm-hmm.
This is really a major question. Why Islam and why is this happening? And, Sheikh Rouhani, this is being done under the protection of administration, you know. For example, consider that in Islamic Republic of Iran, the administration and the state support burning the Bible. Or, for example, burning, I don't know, the Torah, Old Testament and New Testament. Or any book, for example, of the Hindus or Zoroastrians. What would happen? You know, the police will protect you, and under the police protection, you are going to do that. Well, why do you think the reason is?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, of course, it is a kind of contradiction when it comes to the application of the rules, because they claim they have freedom of expression. If they have freedom of expression, Quran is an expression.
Yes.
So how do you have a freedom of expression? Why don't you let the expression itself to be free? Mm-hmm. This is very contradictory. But the point that I want to mention here is that the people, or I don't know, the administrations or governments,
yes,
that they think that by stopping people from reading Quran or from by the Quran burning, they can stop Islam, for example, they should know that the story of Islam begins with these kind of actions against Quran. If you go back to the very beginning days of Islam, there were people under the protection of police administration in Mecca.
Yes.
They stopped the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to spread the teachings of the Quran, even then sometimes put something in their ears not to hear, not to listen to the Holy Quran. So, of course, Quran and Islam this way improved in the history. So if you want to do these kind of actions against Quran, against Islam, be sure that Islam will improve so fast.
Right.
That is why we see that now, at that day, for example, under the protection of the people like Abu Lahab, Abu Sufyan, who were the rulers of Mecca, they did not let the Prophet ﷺ to read the Quran. They did not let the people to refer to the Holy Quran. But what happened? Look, later, billions of people in the history listen to the Holy Prophet Wasallam. Now, millions of people in Europe, they listen. Practically, they are Muslims.
Yes.
And the number of Muslims are growing.
Yes.
It is a reality. It's better for you to not to do these kind of actions against Muslims. We should take lessons from the history.
Yes.
As Muslims very peacefully lived with non-Muslims in their own territories in the whole history of the world, they let the non-Muslims to have their own beliefs, own cultures, own sacred books, own, let's say, temples, all of them. So now, in the future, we will have a peaceful life of Muslims with non-Muslims in Europe. But these kind of actions that you level against Islam will remain in the memory of the history of mankind.
That's all right. And why burning? For example, they do not tear it apart or something like that. Brother Habib, just burn it with the fire?
They try to, you know, degrade the Quran. But at the end of the day, what they are actually burning is just the book. It's just paper.
Yes.
The truth, the true Islam is not getting burnt by your actions. What you're trying to do?
There was a new hashtag, you know, it will never burn, or it never burns.
It never burns. That's right. True. It never burns. You think that you're burning the Quran, but what are you doing? What are you doing? It's the, you know, the verse the Holy Quran states, they want to turn off the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prolong the life, or will prolong the light.
Okay.
So it's not about, you know, burning down. He tried to degrade the Quran. That's what he tried to do. He tried to belittle the Quran. He tried to belittle the message of Islam or Islam altogether. He even belittled the Islamic figures. I don't know why, but Sayyid al-Khamenei.
Yes.
And why? I don't know. Well, what's your problem with Sayyid al-Khamenei? You're living in Iraq. Why Sayyid al-Khamenei? What did he do to you? Really just shows you that he had that hatred towards the Islam that he was living in or between.
Yes.
Why didn't he put out another Islamic figure? Why didn't he put out a Sunni Islamic figure? He was putting out a Shia figure as well.
Yes.
So it was because the habitat that he was living in, the environment that he was living in. And unfortunately, there are people who defended him, and the government did to some extent defend him. And again, if you want this to stop, I said this on a previous episode, that all you have to do as a country, as an Islamic country, right, or at least with some respect towards Islam, is to cut off ties with countries like that.
Yes.
Economically.
Very good.
They will return. They themselves will find it. Because the way that trade is happening, business is happening, it's a worldwide thing. If you cut off a country from trade, it's the one that's going to lose. It's not you. Especially like if Muslim countries were to come together. Now, that's the problem. Muslim countries are not together, unfortunately. If they come together, then trust me and believe me that the supreme powers that are so-called running the world and ruling the world and are allowed to say, we caution you to do this, we caution you not to do that, will be no longer. But unfortunately...
Well, one good practical, as you said, solution to this is cutting ties with the countries that do so. That's all right.
Don't give me a fraction and call it solution. Don't give me a prison and call better state. Don't give me oppression.
Never they have been invited to read the Holy Quran. This is a major question, that a person who burns it, has he ever, for example, be triggered by an ayah in the Holy Quran that is against people or human per se? Now he wants to burn it, Sheikh Rouhani? This is a major question.
You know,
is there any ayah, for example, in the Holy Quran that says burn this one, burn that one, who does not believe in the Holy Quran or Islam or something like that? So because it says this, so now I'm going to burn it?
You know, sometimes the misconception or misunderstanding of the text of the Quran or the content, but especially to say the whole content of the Quran might be there, you know? Yes, you might find some ayahs in the Holy Quran that encourage Muslims to defend themselves in war and jihad.
Yes.
So this jihad is a kind of defensive war, which is legitimate in the whole world. You know, yes. All the nations in the world, they have the right to defend themselves. As, for example, United States attacked Iraq, attacked Afghanistan, attacked many countries. By what? By which principle? By which justification was this defense defending themselves?
Of course, it was not. It was finding chemical weapons.
Of course. So it is under this kind of slogan.
That no chemical weapons were found after so many years.
So now the question is that jihadi ayat of the Quran is for the defending of Muslims themselves against the other's attacks, against the enemy's attacks. But we should see that whole content of the Holy Quran, which encourage all the people to live peacefully to each other, to respect each other, as the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina, in Mecca, respected non-Muslims, Jews, Christians, up to the time they did not attack Muslims. Yes. So that's why the point is that by burning Quran, nothing happened in the benefit of you. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, the people will refer to the Holy Quran. As you see, the text of the Quran is being more read by millions of people in the world after the 9/11, after these, let's say, ISIS attacks on Muslims, after all these actions that are leveled against Muslims, but in reality, it shows that the people more and more every day refers to the Holy Quran. That's and right. Read more and more the Quran. And even you see in Europe sometimes, the very popular figures, they converted to Islam because of reading the text of the Quran. So that's why, the way that the Western media portray the Holy Quran, or let's say introduce the Holy Quran, is absolutely wrong and false.
That's right.
This is the responsibility of the young generation of the West to themselves refer to the Holy Quran and see what they find in the Holy Quran.
That's right. There was a beautiful footage of a woman in Stockholm, Cecilia Saav. Do you know her?
The one that tried to
intervene in the burning of the Holy Quran with the, we can't say, the white powder and the extinguisher over there, you know, and trying to do so. She acted really bravely.
That really gained my respect, you know. Yes. But that's just one individual.
Yes.
That's one individual. And again, like...
with all the principles of Islam, she was not in the picture because she was without hijab?
No, she was a Muslim.
She was Muslim?
She wasn't Muslim.
She wasn't a Muslim.
She wasn't Muslim.
Uh-huh.
That's the thing that, how do I say it in the proper way? That what is the fruit or benefit of doing such an action?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, disrespecting another religion.
Yes.
It's not going to change nothing. If one person, you know, disrespects... All right, so another person, a second person, a third person. But then you're going to fall into a borderline where you see that Muslims are there. They respect the Quran and you're coexisting with Muslims. So what's the reason behind you doing such an action? Especially like, for example, Mumika.
Yes.
Who's now, his head is wanted.
Yes.
You cannot lie about that.
Is he really wanted?
He's wanted by Muslim militants or whatever.
Okay.
He's wanted in Iraq.
Okay.
If he goes to Iraq, he'll be killed.
Okay.
And like how one meme states, Safra Safuri, illa Safra Safuri.
Okay.
Those who know the Iraqi memes understand that.
Okay.
But the woman, what she was doing, leave out, you know, any religious, you know, backgrounds or whatever. It was not only a moral thing to do, but it was also the intellectual thing to do. Hatred, especially in the time that we're living in, is not the best idea.
Yes.
For those living outside, especially those who are coexisting with other religions, ideologies, beliefs, theories, worldwide views. It's very difficult to by itself to coexist.
Yes.
So how about having hatred or having these problems? So I'll probably, respect for that woman.
Okay, that's all right. She is the mother of two, and that she is not religious, but she believes in equal value of all people and treat each other with respect, regardless of what religion you belong to. Okay, that's right. Thank you very much, Brother Habib and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice explanation regarding we can say the concept and the topic of Quran burning, Quran desecration. Why does it happen all around the world? Now, these are the pieces of the puzzles, you know, acting against Muslims, against Palestine, against hijab, against, you know, the holy Quran in the world. If someone is smart enough, he can find the same and the similar thread between all these true events that is happening around the world. So what is the scenario behind the scene? Nobody knows now. We have to wait and see what will be the end. But for sure, Islam is victorious. Thank you very much, dear guest speakers over here. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Gathered here with my family, my neighbors and my friends, standing firm together against oppression, holding hands. It doesn't matter where you're from, or if you're young, old woman or man, we're here for the same reason. We want to take back our land. Oh God, thank you for giving us the strength to